Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th. The Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each episode, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the wish's cost, it'd be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Previously, we had, you get to be a dragon, size and breadth of your choice, but you must grow your treasure hoard every day, whatever treasure means to you. I also asked people what they would have in their hoards. Some, like Jenna and Kyle, went more hoard than treasure, with pens or old newspapers. The boys at Pop-Up Filmcast went with donuts, which I'm pretty sure go bad, but I've never seen it happen, so who knows. Overall, it was a real split decision. Final results, 75% accept on Twitter, 66% reject on Facebook. This week, we're going for all A's. I wish to pass every test without learning. I'm joined by Kat Letwin and Oliver Giorgio to get way too existential about what a test even is. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Oliver Giorgio.
Hello.
And Kat Letwin.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
And the wish we're breaking down this time is, I wish to pass every test without learning. I feel like we should probably start with, like, how often do we run into tests still in our lives? I guess will be my opening question. What was the last thing you took that you think counted as a test?
Well, I think everything in life is technically a test.
This is very true.
The actual, like, last test I took was the Ontario Pleasure Craft Operators Exam.
Oh. Okay.
So I was working all summer at this company called Pirate Life, And part of the requirements for getting the job was to get your pleasure craft operator's license. So it was like a 3 to 4 hour test. So you go in installments and you'd read all this info, and then there'd be a quiz at the end that you'd have to pass before you get to the next installment of like the entirety of the test. My favorite one of that was they kept very, very much telling you there's a signal where if you're putting your arms up and down, never do that near helicopters because it is a different meaning for helicopters.
Yeah.
And they could not stress that enough.
I think it's like land on my boat, land here.
There are a few things where one is just like, yes, land here. And it's just like, oh no, if you're in the middle of a body of water, like that helicopter is not going to do well. But other people, a military friend informed me that it also meant the helicopter needs to open up its like armory doors.
Okay. Oh,
and just like drop bombs wherever the heck it is.
Right. So if you're out in a dinghy in the middle of Lake Ontario and you encounter an emergency and you start waving your arms up and down and a helicopter happens to be nearby, I'm just saying, like, I didn't want, like, bombs and missiles raining over Toronto Harbor. So,
but the thing is, if they drop a bomb, then it'll explode in the water and push your dinghy to shore. So really, it's like, that could be, depending on what your position is to the helicopter, you got to do a little bit of physics work first. But I mean, I feel like it could work.
Right.
It could work out, but I also feel like at some point it should be on the helicopter operator to read context clues. Right?
No, but that's not what they're trained in. Helicopter operators are not trained in context clues.
They follow the orders no matter what.
Because I'm there on their pleasure helicopter operator's exam. They learned exactly what they needed to know, and ne'er should the twain ever meet.
Pleasure helicopter?
That's right.
sounds like a terrible like spin-off of Love Boat.
I just imagine like a little kid in their kiddie pool in like a tiny toy boat, and they start waving their hands, but then a helicopter flies by and they're like, well, someone's waving hands. Bombs away it is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if there's any authority.
This is Breaker Niner to headquarters. I have permission.
A child gave me permission from from a floaty toy.
I'm not the war criminal here. The child is the war criminal.
Hey, look, when we're all living in like warmongering capitalist states, it's just like, wow, that kid is really, really proud of its ambition. You know, wow, really opened up fire on their little suburb of a town. Anyway, so that's the last test that I took.
Did you pass?
Oh,
I guess you did. You got the job,
buddy,
right?
I passed. Yeah. I got that license in my wallet right now. And it's hilarious because I don't have a driver's license, but I can drive a small pleasure craft like on the water. It's great. So like anyone needs me to, you know, drive your ship. Well, boat. But I mean, I'm going to work my way up to ship. Just hit me up. Holla. I'll leave my.
There's no way to like drive a car while pouring water in front of it. So it counts.
Like or if you drive a car into the lake, let me take the wheel, baby. I'm your new Jesus.
You guys, time to switch seats. Yeah. What about you, Oliver? Have you taken any tests that you can think? What's the last test type thing you could think of?
So I also believe that everything in life is a test. And honestly, that's how I'm coming at this podcast. But I just wanted to let you both know that I as well recently got my pleasure craft operator card.
Shut up. No.
Now so I feel so left out.
I am privy to the whole helicopter thing. How, you know, sometimes you just got to let some gas out before you get on that. I took that very literally. My dad hates it. Every time I'm walking in front of him to get onto the boat, I just a little gas out. I did do that test. I guess that was the last official one. No, because every time I've gone back and forth across borders a couple of times, and so there's like all these like COVID tests. I've done a COVID test.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that's a test. Like, I guess medical. Okay. Well, so we're already here where it's time to start finding the edge cases and seeing if they should count or if we need to massage the wording here. Because if you pass every test you take, does that mean every test, like if we do medical tests, then every test is positive?
Oh, God, is this how I find out that, like, I have HIV?
Well, I feel like the testing, the passing it, though, it depends on what the context is to the to the person taking it.
Right.
Because also it's like you could pass, because almost every social interaction with a new person is also a test. So
even the medical thing, though, I feel like I've already formulated a really great ironic cost. Like, I'm just putting that out there.
Okay. I feel like maybe on vanilla, we shouldn't do it. Like, it should, I feel like vanilla wise, it should apply only to skill tests, not like I'm testing to see if you have these antibodies. I'm testing to, like, that shouldn't be you come up positive or you come up negative. Because then the test is just not working. Like,
but we're not talking about the test working. It's just that we pass it.
Yeah, we pass it. And so even though we don't learn anything, it doesn't mean that we did not actually have the skills to pass it.
Okay. So I think I see what you're saying there. So we always get the intended result on a test, whether it's true or not. So the positive here would be if, like, work is like, you got to take a drug test and you had all the drugs last night, you still pass the test, as in you don't have drugs in your system, but also you don't learn anything about yourself. So if you go and try to get a blood test from your doctor, he says you're fine. You actually have no idea, because passing the test is getting the intended,
right, like,
wanted result.
The doctor's just like, no, everything's coming up great. You have no idea that your like blood platelets are super low, or you have no idea that you have an iron deficiency, or you have no idea that there's like a cytokine storm going up in your system.
Yeah. Okay. So that's definitely a dangerous consequence. I don't know if we want to make that the ironic cost, or if that's just,
yeah. What are you trying to hide, Maddox?
What are you trying to hide, Maddox?
The people want to know, Maddox.
People want to know what's up your sleeve, bud,
or in your veins.
I had a blood test recently, and my liver function is a little high, and we're retaking the test. So I don't know.
It takes you longer to get drunk, is what you're saying? Is that?
I don't know what it means. We were surprised by the result, and we're taking the test again to check its accuracy.
Okay.
So maybe you guys just became the first people to know I'm dying, but maybe.
Well, it's an honor, Maddox. It's an honor, and
if you'd like,
we will remember you fondly, and as the friend you are, you know. So thank you.
Oh, higher than that. I know what I am.
If you would like to die,
remember me well.
If you would like to die in a pleasure craft, either of us or both.
Oh, yeah. No, we could for sure take turns driving it. And I'll be like, so remind me, I see the green light. Do I pass on the port or the starboard?
You don't know because you didn't learn.
The way I want to go is I want to be torn asunder by two pleasure crafts.
We can make that happen. No problem.
This will work.
Death by pleasure. .. Crafts.
All right, we'll decide on that specific point later, because I think that couldn't be more of an ironic cost than the base cost. I feel like the base is the idea of passing. Yeah, anything that someone's trying to test you on, you get through. So I'll say, for a drug test, like, you want to get past this drug test, but I'm not sure if I want to be like, you can't go to the doctor anymore. He'll just tell you lies. Because that feels like that should be someone's ironic cost. I feel like Kat might already.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm pouncing on it like the cat I am, of course.
Oh, okay. So my idea for an ironic cost, if we were taking the whole idea of everything is kind of a test kind of thing.
Okay.
And that you wouldn't ever learn from it, is that you could literally be anything. Do anything, go anywhere, because you would all, like, if you were, you know, crossing the border with the wrong passport to get into a country that wasn't allowing people in, like North Korea or something like that, you would be able to get in because you would pass the test of, are you allowed in? But then, and you could go anywhere, be anything, but you could just never retain information, is basically it.
Oh,
so you would just
be
wherever you were, and you couldn't actually, like, come up with a plan to infiltrate North Korea. You would just, like, end up there because there was like an impulse that told you to do that. I don't know. I feel like that's pretty ironic, but also
and it could also be the same thing for, say, if you're like, you on a whim, you know, like, say it's a Tuesday and it's 2 p.m. and you decide, you know what, I think I'd like to be a surgeon. And you go into medical school high and you say, hello, excuse me, fine friends. I would like to cut people wide open. And they're like, well, this takes years of school. And you're like, just bring me the test booklets. And you go through it, like, and in an afternoon, they're like, good Lord, you really know how to cut people wide open. And it's like, yeah, I think I do. And then the first time in the operating theater, you're like, okay, so what's the pointy, the nurse with the scalpel? Yeah. Bring that on over. So he's got a heart thing we have to remove. We're removing his heart.
So you're doing this for the gags, but I'm wondering now here, do you lose more information? Like, Oliver, you're saying you can't learn. Like, you pass the test for sure. People let you chop into them on the surgery table all they want because you look like you know what you're doing because you pass the test. But do you actually can't learn anything, or is it more targeted than that?
And so basically, I think that if people have confidence in you, like if they know, if they're like, oh yeah, well, he's a doctor, he knows what he's doing, then you might not know what to do. You might not figure it out. But as soon as somebody starts questioning you and they're like, wait a second, does this guy know what he's doing? Then you're passing a test because they're putting you to the test. And so it's like only under scrutiny do you
It's usually that is the barometer for success is when you are under scrutiny. So this is like a chicken boo situation, but no one ever discovers that it's actually just a giant chicken.
Yes. Wait, Chicken Boo, is that a Animaniacs thing?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great.
Right,
cool.
He was the giant chicken that just everyone thought was a man. Killed at things.
Yeah. You know, I actually went back and watched a lot of those Good Idea, Bad Ideas recently. And you know what? They're not as funny as I used to think they were.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, man. But it's just like, it's just so...
No, maybe they're so good.
Maybe it was because I was a kid, or maybe it's because they were the first ones to do it. But like looking back at it now, it's just like, this is pretty basic stuff. But
it was probably developed as filler. Like we can do as many Good Idea, Bad Ideas as we want.
But
we
those used to be my favorite part of it, though.
Really?
That was like when Good Idea, Bad Idea came up, it was a good week, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm just here wearing my knee-high boots and my leggings and my scarf, and I'm drinking my pumpkin spice latte. But I'm going to go ahead and say basic doesn't
that's
mean
fine.
Bad.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes it's fine to do things that are basic. Okay, here's a thought I'm having. Here's a way. It's inspired by your idea, Oliver, but it's like a little more specific to how the magic would work.
Boo.
It's my job. It's what I do.
Specificity.
Here, okay? Specificity is important.
Go ahead.
So my idea is you can pass any test, but the act of taking a test erases from your mind all the knowledge that was on that test.
So like you can only expend the knowledge.
Oh, that's
once,
so much more dangerous.
Basically. So like if you take it, like if I took the pleasure craft boating test,
yeah,
I would pass it with flying colors.
Yeah.
But in order to get that license, I would forget everything I knew before about boats. So now anything that they asked a question about on that test, even if it seemed like the most obvious thing in the world, that's now erased from my mind. I have no idea that you're supposed to pass on the right or what port and starboard are. Like if they were on the test, I now don't know them. They were stricken, burnt from my mind as I took the test.
Oh, so you mean just like regular test crunching?
I'm saying like, even if they put easy questions on there as like fluff questions at the start, that's now stuff I can't know. Like it just took it out of my brain to take the test and try to get this certification.
Hmm.
I feel like that hews most deeply to the idea of an ironic consequence. Like to me, that has very big, but
yeah, I
had
I can
time
always
now
it
vibes.
After, but like
you
I
know?
Take the test, I pass, and now I have to start from more scratch than I would have if I just studied in the first place.
And so are you only saying academic tests? So zero medical tests, zero interpersonal tests? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I'm saying only informal tests, but I guess that would still count to like a job interview. So they
job
would hire me for the job.
Tests, yeah.
But I would forget the answer to any question they asked me. Like I would no longer have a 5-year plan. I would no longer know what my greatest weakness was. Those are stricken from my mind as I took the interview.
Well, I mean, gives you the chance to find out what your other greatest weaknesses are. So, I mean, that's a minor plus.
But I mean, I still am a perfectionist, but I just don't know it anymore because I don't know what my greatest weakness is anymore because they asked me during the test.
Did you just reveal to us your greatest weakness?
Yeah. But don't worry,
Maddox, this is a safe space.
I trust you guys.
And I really want to thank you for being honest and present. Mm-hmm. And we will hold that in the sacred way it needs to be held. So thank you. Namaste for your work. Thank you.
So can I get some weaknesses from you guys just in case I need them later?
Absolutely not.
This is a safe space for you.
For you.
We're holding space for you.
For you.
Yeah.
I was hoping maybe a fire kryptonite.
No, okay. We're not. That's not what we're here for,
no.
Maddox.
No.
Okay.
So tell us more about the things you fear.
Oh, so much. We don't have time. I have to edit these down, so no time for that. But yeah, you know what? I think I've got my cost and kind of balanced out. I like how specific it is. So yeah, you can pass any sort of formalized test, but you'll forget anything asked of you on the test as you take it. That's how I'm framing it out. Did you guys kind of like finish out your actual formulating of yours? Do you want to like say them out?
Okay. I think for mine, I guess the cost is mostly downloaded onto the people around you. And I think this is just like the simplest version of this. Like, yes, you can pass any test, but you remain wildly unqualified for everything that you pass the test for. And I think this ties into the idea of like, say this wish was enacted, like from the moment you were born and you were so used to passing everything and people being impressed by that, you never really get to learn how to work or critical thinking skills. You just have this wild overabundance of confidence that basically will hurt all the people around you and then eventually hurt yourself. Cause let's face it, you're probably going to end up dead or in prison. So I think mine is, yes, you pass every test, but you will absolutely fail at all the things you pass the tests for. And not because of magic, but just because that's how skills are created, is by trial and error and actually learning shit.
I agree. But again, the kind of the game to this is that there is some sort of magic hint to it. And I think you kind of stumbled into it in your thought process, which is, like you mentioned, how you'd have confidence. Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, I don't think you need magic for that. But let's lean into the magic.
But yeah, maybe that's just your sort of finagling of it is that you pass every test, but you have the confidence to think that that's because of your skill. Like you can't seem to realize that you lack skill.
Oh, it's basically Dunning-Kruger effect. Yes,
exactly.
The magic of the Dunning-Kruger effect. The magic. Yes, that is my hot take on this. Wish friends.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Do you? You won't like it in practice, my friend.
No, of course not. No, I'll get in a lot of trouble, but I like it here. What about you, Oliver? If you're trying to formalize your way of doing this cost, how would you frame it out?
I think I'm going to stick with the idea of you can do anything and go anywhere and pass any test that is given to you, formalized or otherwise, as soon as somebody starts scrutinizing you, you can then pass that test. But yeah, because almost everything is a test, anything that somebody scrutinizes you for, you just don't retain that information. And so, you know, so the ironic cost is that you will have zero aim in life because everything that you endeavor to do, you just don't really have a memory of it. So it'll be kind of like a memento, but a memento where like this person could go and do anything that they possibly wanted to do. They could pass themselves off as Bill Gates and take over his accounts because every time you put a password into a bank account, that's a test. You know what I mean?
Right. And then you wake up the next morning and there's a Polaroid of Bill Gates and written underneath it just says, don't believe his lies. Like,
yes. Yeah, basically that's it. So
you guys don't already get one of those every morning? I just get one. It slipped in the mail. No?
Yeah, oh, Bill Gates, don't believe his lies. For you. I feel like you might just be part of the alt-right. I don't know.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
That's how so many people react after they like are like deprogrammed from like alt-right brainwashing. They're just like, oh, whoops.
Oh, man. Well,
ah, nards.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So I guess yours is going way more informal, but I guess I'm still trying to understand exactly how the costs were like you're forgetting the experience or you're forgetting just the knowledge.
Well, because any new experience is something that you were learning. Like if you are putting something into your short-term memory that is then going to be lodged into your long-term memory, that's learning. Everything that you see that is not like an everyday thing is something new that you're learning, a new piece of information that you can retain. And if you can't retain any of that new information, you are a memento.
Right. So you're saying you can't, not just that you can't learn the things on the test, like you can't learn anything because everything's a test. So you are, yeah, you're basically giving yourself full amnesia here?
Sure. But like starting at the point where you, at which you gained this. So everything before you gained the power, you'd be
fine. Your identity is held. You know who you are.
Sure.
All right. So it becomes more like that meme, the like, is this like where the guy is looking at a butterfly? And you know the meme I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know the one. Yeah, for sure.
And what is this?
Yeah.
is this butterfly? And he doesn't know? Is that what you're saying?
Or it's just like, is this a career? Or like, is this a surgery? And it's just like someone like spraying blood behind them. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, again, like going from my example of like you pass a surgery test, but then like you just like completely murder someone. It's like, I think that I did a surgery.
So I think the difference between cats and between mine is that with cats, this person has full confidence in themselves, whereas with mine, everyone else has full confidence in you.
Right. Okay.
Oh, and because also, Oliver, I feel like this is such a fundamental difference between us as people.
As in, like, you have full confidence in yourself?
Complete hundo P confidence in myself.
I feel like people have a lot of confidence in
you as
well.
I'm confident that they do.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I kind of like that distinction then. So like Oliver, like even after you've clearly messed up, everyone's like, well, I guess that's what was supposed to happen. That, like, you know, you do a botched surgery and everyone goes, I guess there was no way to save him. I guess that
was
what was
best. Well, did you see his test scores? He was so incredible.
Oh,
he checks all the boxes in my book.
He did such a good surgery. Whereas Kat, everyone else is horrified, but she thinks she did a great job.
And I am there smiling in the middle of a tsunami being like, yes, my sewer system plan truly worked out in the middle of monsoon season.
Yeah. I guess the only part I'm trying to figure out is you're talking about that like unable to learn thing. Are you saying that like you will immediately forget that you just murdered this man trying to do surgery on them, or would you still hold that memory in your mind and be horrified by all the things that you have wrought, even though no one else is checking up on you?
I think I would forget it as soon as somebody was like, did you just murder someone? And of course, the answer that they want is no. So then I would.
And you'd pass their test. You would pass their test.
And you'd pass the test.
Then I would pass the test that they would be putting me to by asking me that question.
Right. And you have to believe it to pass the test because you have to be convincing. So then you would have to believe that that is true.
And they would have full confidence even though they just watched me do it.
You both are such chaos demons going out through the world.
You've D&D'd with me. You know this.
Yes, I have. I've D&D'd with both of you. Yes. I'm so worried about this trail of destruction you guys are leaving because it also seems to be that you're both in some form of fugue state while doing it.
Now, Maddox, is this a trail of chaos and destruction, or is it a trail of progress?
Well, you're not learning anything. There are no lessons learned along the way in this system, so I don't know if I can call it progress.
Well, I believe that you can. I fundamentally, firmly believe, and frankly know, that you can.
You're saying, I guess, a fake it till you make it. Because you have the confidence.
Well, it's not faking if I'm making it, am I right, babies?
But, okay, check this out, though. If somebody also was like, hey, we haven't been able to figure out this fusion reactor. Is it fusion? Fusion's the one that we haven't figured out yet.
Yeah,
right?
Cold fusion is hard.
Yeah. So we haven't been able to figure this out, but we have full confidence in this guy. And then basically I would start on the thing and I would pass the test of like, can this guy create a fusion reactor? And I passed the test and I would. And I would create the fusion reactor and I would not know how I did it, but I would create a fusion reactor. So yes, progress. Think of that.
Okay. That's an important point and an important distinction because do you create a fusion reactor or do you convince these scientists you've created a fusion reactor?
Hey, if it, you know, somehow I gave the world unlimited energy, I feel like either way would be okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's just because you pass any test, they are all convinced and they tell everyone, hey, this works. This puts out more energy than it takes in. When actually it doesn't.
Okay.
Like it just
so maybe not a question.
Heat or something.
Maybe not a question. Maybe the test is make this fusion reactor. That is your test. And then I would obviously pass it. So it depends on how you word the test.
And for mine, when I eventually I am arrested for all of the terrible, horrible crimes that I ended up committing due to my complete confidence,
I guess
who would get off scot-free at the trial, baby?
A trial's just a test.
So I personally have that feeling of fulfillment. So now this is not about the greater good. This is just simply about how good I feel about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you are just a capitalist industrialist right now.
I take off my mask and it's just me, Elon Musk, or as Azalea Banks called him, Apartheid Clyde.
Okay. I think we've got three pitches. What I'm a little bit worried about is that
how good all of them are and how much we agree with all of them. Yeah, me too.
So I think what you're worried about, Maddox, is that Kat and I are so far flung from what you consider to be the rational middle ground that we, as a majority, will decide against the rational middle ground is what you're afraid
of. That's fully possible. That's fully possible. And if that happens, that happens.
Okay.
What I'm worried about is, as a honorary evil genie, as I am, I'm worried that our costs, the person making the wish might not be the ones feeling the consequences of their actions.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. That's horrible. I guess the world is unjust, so why not? You think like, oh yeah, you know, there's finally time the guy can't read himself. Midas gets the gold. Oh, his family dies. That's his fault. He did the thing that gets the most hurt. Well, I guess his family turns to gold. You know what? I don't know what I'm talking about.
And then you got family. I don't see anything bad about that.
There's lots of collateral damage all the time.
So you want this to be like full Greek tragedy, you know, eyes out, killed my dad, fucked my mother kind of thing.
I'm basically what I'm worried about here is I feel like you guys are doing more harm to others than you're undergoing yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's a pretty bad consequence.
Yeah. You're not feeling like the way the wish is worded that you guys forget or don't seem to care, have the confidence to not care about how much you're hurting others. Well, that's the part that's like,
okay, but how happy can you really be if you're mementoing? You know what I mean? Like you can't start a family, right? Because as soon as the priest is like, do you? And you're like, I do. What just happened? Right.
Right. Who are you?
Yeah, there is no family because you're going from moment to moment and just accomplishing things. But there's not even like a time you can't remember what you accomplished sometimes. So it's like you wouldn't even be able to celebrate that. I feel like it's a very lonely existence.
It is.
To be omnipotent.
And I think mine would end up being actually kind of rather similar. So even though I have this like a great confidence in this case, a deeply unshakable confidence in everything I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But also now there is like blood sluicing through my fingers. Now I too am alone. Now
there are a lot of spots to get out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and you can't just shout out damn spot out, and a tide pen is not going to do the trick. So I think there is also that bit that the idea of confidence butting up against lived reality and then not being able to comprehend how to bridge the gap between the two. I think that would also cause some deep terror or at least, so I mean, I'm just spitballing.
No, I hear
here.
What you're saying. I think, I think there will be some sort of strange existential fear that something is wrong, even though you have the unshakable confidence. Something will seem wrong with the world, even though you won't understand it. Something will seem wrong with it, even though you can't remember it. I guess there will be some sort of terrible feeling there. And I guess we're going to be going over whether you are willing to put yourself in that scenario knowing that you're doing it, right? Because I'm about to pitch these back at you, see if you'll take it, yes or no. And even though you won't remember the consequences while you're doing these horrible things, I feel like you guys have the creativity to realize you will do horrible things if you take this wish. And maybe that will stay your hand from taking this genie's offer when they make them. Let's do a quick recap, though.
Okay.
So I pitched that you can pass any test, but you will forget any knowledge of any question that was asked on that test when you take it. Oliver pitched that you will pass any test, formal or informal, but you will forget and everyone will have complete confidence in you. But you will completely forget what you are doing and what you have done. And Kat pitched that you will pass any test, but you will have complete confidence in yourself, even though you probably didn't learn anything in order to pass that test. You will just think you did and be blind to your own incompetence. Which of these three do we feel is closest to balanced right now? Which one is giving you the like, oh, I'd pick it, maybe not.
Well, using my wild sense of confidence that I have right now, honestly, I go with Oliver's wish because you have that nice balance of you wake up in the morning and you there's this sense of dread. There's this sort of like, what happened? Who am I? What am I doing? But then suddenly the world around you is saying, no, you're good. You're good. And they're gently petting you and it's okay. And you go through your day and it's like, oh yeah, I guess things are okay. For me, it just sounds like the worst thing you'll get is a sense of deep panic every morning. And I already have that. So,
so just baseline. Like,
yeah, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, if Adam Sandler makes you a video of how you've been married for 5 years and you wake up and watch it every day, then I mean,
then I get to scream at the fact that I'm married to Adam Sandler. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would be fine with that.
Honestly, he seems like actually a really good guy. I feel bad about saying that. He seems like a legit nice dude. So,
and like if I'm Drew Barrymore, I'm going to be pretty happy with myself anyways once I figure that out.
Yeah, it's just like I'm going to be happy with myself, you know? Yeah.
I mean, maybe you didn't even want to marry him though. Just someone proposed the test of like, Adam Sandler said, you know what? I'm going to marry the person at this bar that drinks the most tonight, and then you do that, and so you pass the test that thus makes you married to him, and you didn't even want
him. Yeah,
like, he's fine.
Been married four times. So,
and every time because someone made that same drink offer.
Yeah, competition. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, Oliver seems like it seems also like the least impactful to other people. So as far as like making sure that like you know. My like crazy ideas don't actively endanger the people around me. That would be something I think I could live with because there's still, it sounds generally like, oh, things might be done for good. But again, when the entire like, kind of milieu around you is like, no, that is a good idea. Then there's actually, ooh, no, this would actually, no, now I'm rethinking this. I'm like, this might actually really hurt science and progress in general.
Oh. Yeah, I think the world will be undone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we're talking like, if you're going to have a wish, you might as well be a superhuman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You might as well, you might as well like be the pivotal aspect on which the survival of the Earth pivots on, right?
Well, if you think it's going to come out good, well, I guess you're considering that the informal test, aren't you? That's all fun.
Yeah, just like being able to go like full like Dennis Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, just being like, I am a golden god. But then every morning you get to reset. And yeah. Mm. But I feel like, I feel like my wish is
wake up like a Charlie, go to bed as a dentist.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try this then. Let's pitch it. This is Oliver's offer. You can pass any test, formal or informal, but you don't remember anything you learn or anything about the tests.
Yeah, I think I would take that above the others. It's got a real like Chance the Gardener feel to it.
Not above the others. I'm not talking above the others. I'm talking strict out, yes or no, accept, reject.
Yeah.
Is that better than as you are living your life today?
See, I was raised with a love of learning, and I don't think that I would be happiest in that.
I agree on basically the same thing. Like I want to know,
but I think
I accept
cool,
because you don't know what you don't know.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You're willing to live that memento
again,
life.
You don't know what you don't know. So if I don't know that I'm missing out on things that I didn't know about, then how would I know about them?
And if we know that Kat is going through that, then we can manipulate her for the good by just making everything that we want, that we need humanity to accomplish.
Yeah, you could use me as the tool I am.
Yeah, there you go. We could use Kat Letwin as the tool she is.
Hi, it's me. I've renamed myself Alan Key.
Memories.
Well, okay, but yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, memories are only important to those who actually hold the memories. So if I'm not holding any memories, I don't know what I'm missing out on.
Yeah.
I hear that, but I still feel like me specifically as a person curious to my core, I'll have some sort
of I'm so deeply incurious to my in core. Like, come on.
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, see, but Maddox, in this way, you wouldn't be curious about anything, because you'd be like, you wouldn't be curious about anything.
I'd get no release to my curiosity. That's how I see it.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Oh, boy. All right. I mean, that's a split decision then. We've got two no's and one yes, but that's enough for us, this to be the wish that we propose to our audience. Let's say it one more time. You pass every test, formal and informal, but you can't learn, so you can't form new memories. I'm saying no. Oliver's saying no, but Kat is saying yes to this. What about you, audience? I think I'm putting a lot of shock in my voice, because I am finding this one shocking. Like, I like memories. But to the audience, would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down? Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you. Your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the BreakAWish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Kat Letwin, you can find her on social media at Latwinka. For more Oliver Giorgio, you can find him on Instagram at @O_Giorgio. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.